Grace, peace and mercy to you from God our Father and our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll preach from Luke's Gospel, chapter 4. I'll read verses 1 to 2. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was hungry. Heavenly Father, sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Well, today's gospel reading reminded me of a book that I've read, one of my favourite books actually, named The Secret. It's a little book and it's got pictures, so I can understand it pretty well. But it's written by an author named Charles Baxter Kruger. And he came to our church years ago, about 20 years ago, and I've been reading some of his books ever since. In this book, The Secret, Baxter Kruger likens the devil to a nasty troll. He likens the devil to a nasty troll who whispers, you might not be able to see this picture, but it's this nasty troll that whispers in our ear. The devil, nasty troll he is, and he whispers in our ear. And he says things like, what's he say? You're no good. You are not. You're not going to make it. Things like that. Because he knows how we function. This nasty child knows that our only security lies in our Heavenly Father's embrace in Christ. Our only security lies in our Heavenly Father's embrace in Christ. So the troll spends his time accusing us, doesn't he? Yes. Trying to undermine our relationship with God and tempting us into unbelief, even to despair. And I want to talk about that one in a moment. That's a big one, despair, isn't it? I'm sure we've all suffered from it from time to time. He accuses us by telling us lies about God and repeats his favourite phrase, as I said, you are not acceptable, you are not adequate, you're not going to make it. I just hinted at our greatest temptation, just to check if you're listening. What is it? Is it sex? Drugs, rock and roll. What is it? It's the temptation to despair. Our greatest temptation as Christians is the temptation to despair, isn't it? You look at your own life. It really is this undermining of your identity, this undermining of your relationship with God, of your security, of your confidence, that takes place from this troll who whispers in our ears, you are not. It's the temptation really to despair, and we'll look at this in the temptation of Christ. The final temptation was Jesus throwing the towel. And the other temptations really chipped away to undermine Jesus' faith in God the Father, to undermine this relationship with God, to chip away, and finally there was Jesus on the pinnacle of the temple, and the devil had put him in the position of suicide. It was the ultimate temptation, just to throw in the towel, just to despair. So Satan firstly works to undermine Jesus' baptism. That's a big one, isn't it? Because Jesus has just been baptised. So he questions this wonderful word of truth this word of life that the Father has just given him. The devil questions this. Remember Jesus' baptism? Well, the devil questions everything about it. Just think back for a moment about, just go back a couple of steps to Jesus' baptism. This comes just beforehand. What did Jesus know in relationship to God? What did Jesus feel? It was all wonderful, wasn't it? All free and sharing and camaraderie. It was love and inclusion and openness and acceptance, confidence, union and oneness. Can you actually imagine what it's like being affirmed as the Son of God? The Father was for him. His embrace was with him. His face was turned upon him. There was delight. There was the camaraderie. There was sharing. You are my beloved Son, in whom I love. You are my beloved Son, in whom I... Yes, I'm well pleased. In the Greek, delight in you. I absolutely delight in you, Son. That's the Greek, the original Greek. I absolutely delight in you, Son. This is what Jesus has just heard. And this is what the devil is trying to cut down, trying to undermine. Because Jesus' sense of love and acceptance was all based in God and his identity, his affirmation. And now he is destitute in the desert with the devil, in that dry place. Remember the first word of the devil when he tries to use it again in the third temptation. If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. See the accusation that is going on here? And that goes on in our lives as well to lead us into despair, attempt to lead us into despair. If you are the Son of God, what's that? That's questioning Jesus' identity. Remember all that's happened in his baptism? Now the devil's questioning it. These are the words of the troll again. You are not. You are not the Son of God. No way. Satan is bringing Jesus' identity into question. Does he do that for you? To you? Does he say, you're not a Christian? You're going to church. You're not a Christian. He tries that on us, doesn't he? Even as we speak about this, we can feel the change over us. We can speak about the love of the Father and we feel loved. But when we speak about rejection and accusation, we really feel devastated, don't we? Rejected, fearful. But God hasn't changed. The Father, Son and Holy Spirit haven't changed. Who's changing? Us. That's right, us. Then following the accusation, there is the temptation. If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. There's the accusation and the undermining there of the relationship. And then the devil tempts Jesus to fulfill his destiny on his own. You can fulfill your destiny on your own. He tries to give Jesus the desire for survival at all costs. That's right. You're missing out on something. Do it my way. You can become a god on your own. So that's strike one, survival. But Jesus didn't change his resolve as the only begotten Son of the Father. Jesus remembered God's word and said, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. What's this word that comes from the mouth of God? It's not very complicated. It's not very difficult. It's not very hard to understand. We heard it in Jesus' baptism. You are my beloved son, and I absolutely delight in you. That's God's word for us as well. That's the word of God that will sustain us through thick and thin. That's what sustained you, hasn't it, throughout your life and your Christian faith. That's right. The word that comes from the Father's mouth at our baptism. This is our identity and God's gracious word to us. That you are a child of God, dearly loved. God delights in you, and you don't have to perform the impossible for God. God is pleased with you right now. This is the word we hear from God from our baptism. But the devil doesn't give up, does he? The second time the devil said to Jesus, "To you I will give all this authority and all the glory of the kingdoms of the world, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I will. If you then worship me, it will be yours." Strike two, success. There's survival. If that doesn't work, try success. It's a real temptation, isn't it? "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Jesus remembered to worship God alone. And then the third time, the devil said, he uses his cunning accusation again. And then his temptation, what's he do again? Brings it in again. He says, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from the top of this temple." And this is even worse. He brings this accusation. In other words, you are not the Son of God, so throw yourself from the top of this temple. He puts Jesus in a position of suicide, to throw in the towel, and as I said before, to despair. And this is the greatest temptation for our Jesus, and the greatest temptation for us is to just despair. This has faced us all as Christians, hasn't it? You know, my body is declining. My church is declining. And the moaning and groaning that goes with it. And I might say that that's very valid, by the way. That's so valid that we feel that way. We feel discouraged. We feel disappointment when our bodies decline and our churches decline, the devastation that we're faced with. There is a temptation to despair, to throw in the towel, just to give up. But that's when we hear the Father's voice, in the middle of that situation, contrary to our experience, when everything else in our lives is telling us that God hates us. We hear the word of God the Father. We remember our baptism. We remember those words, "You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. And I absolutely delight in you. You are mine." So Jesus responds with the word of God. He remembers God's will. And he says to the devil, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." In other words, I don't need to test whether my Father will fulfill my destiny or not. I'm trusting in my Heavenly Father. He's going to fulfill my destiny. God's going to fulfill your destiny, folks. Isn't he? Say that. God's going to fulfill my destiny. And I'm trusting God to fulfill my destiny. I therefore submit myself to the will of God and say, "Thy will be done." And what happens? Do you remember what happens there? Remember, folks, what happens? Devil leaves him. Yep, devil disappears. Jesus says the final word and the devil flees. That's right. And when the devil ended every temptation, it departed from him until an opportune time. So strike one, strike two, and strike three, and the devil's out. And this is because the Father and the Holy Spirit have stayed with Jesus the whole time. They've been with Jesus the whole time, just as they have been with you the whole time throughout your life. How'd that happen? God's with you. Emmanuel, God with us. God sustained Jesus by his grace, and God sustained you by his grace. God sustained you as his beloved and accepted child. And immediately, what happens next? Well, Jesus begins his ministry in power in Galilee. He announces himself as God's Messiah to heal people. What type of people? People who are suffering the same ailments, the same problems as us, the same struggles that he just did. People who despair. Jesus is there for them because he's been through it. He's experienced it himself. And that's the same with us, isn't it? That's our ministry. The healing mission of God's Messiah is ours as well. Even amid that rejection, because we know that he pronounces his mission amid family rejection. There is struggles, no doubt. There will be temptation. There will be testing. But Jesus promises to be with us throughout it all. We have the victory through Christ. We are more than, right in the middle of this, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loves us. Right in the middle of all this, God is working everything out. And right in the middle of this, nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Even in the middle of it. Remember that when you're faced with temptation and testing. And back to our book. What's the secret? Secret that you know but never knew, but you do know, is the good news of Jesus. He, Baxter Kruger, continues in his book, "But the child is a liar, the father of lies. For the truth is you are not lost. You have been found by God the Father Almighty in his Son Jesus Christ. That is who you are. You are not abandoned, alone or rejected. You have been claimed, accepted and embraced by the Father in his Son. The verdict of God spoken to you in Jesus is not, I am not, but thou art mine. You are mine." That's why I love this book. No matter what our situation, God dwells with us and our identity is in Christ. Heaven is open. The Holy Spirit dwells upon us. We hear the voice of the Father Almighty. "You are my beloved child and I delight in you." No devil can win. This is the armour of God. This is Jesus Christ. We conquer by our confession. Jesus Christ is Lord. As St. Paul says. "For in all things, God's word for us is still, you are mine. And our word back to him is always, yes, I am." As our friend Baxter Kruger concludes in his book, The Secret. In conclusion, we live on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You are mine. You are forgiven. You are set free. And in turn, as we said from the book, we respond and say, yes, I am. Amen. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.